reactions. The goals. The stars. The set piece. And the debris.
And it's taken! Oh, it's a wonderful set piece!
Giving you the very best from the Nigerian Professional Football League.
A result, not a scoreline.
This is the NPFL Tori Podcast.
We are live.
When there's life, there is hope, and hope is what the continental teams have given the NPFL this season in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup. Welcome to another episode of the NPFL Story Podcast. My name is Chris, and I've got the two guys here with me on this episode of the podcast, Sam and Sammy. Sam, let me start with you. Good to have you here with us. You were not on our YouTube episode, so you have to apologize, and also apologize to us for missing the YouTube episode.
Not my fault. I missed the YouTube debut now.
So that was fault. Okay. That my fault.
Anyways, apologies. Not my fault. Now, I because I have no fine reaching. Anyways, I apologize to our listeners and I apologize to the crew for missing it. I hope when next we'll be having the next set of episodes, I will be available. But it's a pleasure once again being on the show for this particular episode of the NPFL Tori Podcast.
Okay, let's talk to the man with the fine face and the fine voice. Sam, how are you doing? It was
man
great.
Of the moment.
I tell you, it was great having your voice on the Accra United YouTube page yesterday. That's great game for Accra United. Good to have you, Sammy, join us.
Good evening. Good to be here. Good to be on the podcast again.
Oh God, you know you do commentary. Give us voice, I beg. We think we do this one. We do.
It was good. It was good to be described that game to everyone who were able to watch via the link. It was a very very exciting one, I must say. A game of two halves, but it was very very enjoyable for everybody who was supporting Accra United. So yeah, it's good to be on this episode of the podcast as well. There's a lot of hope for Nigerian football in the continent.
All right, let's just start with the ones that gave us hope away from home, especially Plateau United in the CAF Champions League and Remo Stars in the CAF Confederation Cup. Let's start with Remo Stars. Sam, let me quote you. I am impressed with what you said on the group chat when we were watching the Remo Stars game. What were you exactly impressed about Remo Stars?
Well, I was impressed on so many fronts. I think the character the boys showed, as well as the kind of experience they exemplified during the course of the game, they didn't reflect their status or the pedigree they have on the continent. And I think that, for one, is actually a statement from me. On many occasions, we've seen Nigerian teams actually go to continental games and falter at the first stage. I think the last team to have such an amazing run, probably it was Kaduna United or Atland. I can't remember the team. They had a Cinderella run that campaign, and they got to the semi-finals of the Confederations Cup, if I'm correct, or the Champions League, that particular campaign. I think 2009 or so.
That should be happening.
So, I think they did quite well for in their continental debut, just like I mentioned, that it's going to be an uphill task campaigning against one of the teams that has actually played on the continent before. But they really showed their character. They proved their worth time and time again. They didn't deviate from their plan towards the game. They've always built from the back, and they kept doing that. I think until the last few moments of the game that became so important that they needed to kill time as much as they can because the pressure was just too much and unbearable for them at that moment. But by and large, I think even if they had lost yesterday night, they should be proud of what they did in the course of the game and everything they were able to bring to the table, because the performance, in terms of performance, it was quite glaring that on some occasions you see their inexperience, the kind of fouls they were expecting the match officials to blow. I think they haven't played away from home on the continent before, so they don't really know how some of these things go, this 50-50 course, because the NPFL is virtually different from the Champions League or the CAF Confed Cup. So I think from that experience that they had in Rabat yesterday, I'm sure that going forward is going to at least have them well informed ahead of what to expect in other possible away games on the continent. But I was really impressed with the character, the kind of play they executed. But when you look at how they were conceding free kicks, set pieces, they look so weak in that particular area, and I think it's something that they really need to work on going to the second leg. But by and large, it was really, really decent performance from the Sky Blue Stars.
A debut for Daniel Ogumodede, the coach of Remo Stars on the continent, and for his club as well, this first competitive game for the club. A debut for some of the players as well on the pitch, Sam, and a particular player, Adam Zulamelekon. We saw him score on his debut for Remo Stars in the preseason game, and his debut on the continent again, he netted a goal for the Sky Blue Stars. Zulamelekon is going to be very important for them this season. How would you rate his performance from yesterday, Sam?
Honestly, Adams is already putting a kind of is making us to see him in a specific kind of level, you know, coming into the team. Everybody says, okay, you probably is a new player, so give him some time and let him adjust. But he looks to have hit the ground running, and even when he scored in the preseason tournament, I remember the coach in the post-match interview said he's not there yet. I think you remember that, Chris, too.
Yeah, I do.
He's not there yet, and he's still coming. But he seems like he just knows how to get himself in the right position and get the goal when it matters the most. So he's going to be a very key and influential figure for Remo Stars going into the new season. He was good. He had a good performance yesterday. If I was to rate his game on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give him a 7. He did have a good game yesterday. And that goal just capped everything off. Very, very critical goal. Alongside a couple of other players. Players who have never played on the continent before. And these guys, many of these guys don't even have experience of playing in this CAF competition. But well, yesterday, they showed a different side to them. And I'm really, really glad. I mean, before the game, I was hoping that, okay, you know what? Let's just hope that they keep this scoreline as low as possible. Maybe two goals to nothing, or at worst, maybe 2-1. You know, that's what I was thinking. And I spoke to somebody who was a little bit closer to the player. And I was trying to get the mood in camp. That's before the game. And it was like, that's before they traveled. It was like, many of them were already saying, even if they go chop, they go chop. They were already expecting defeat, according to the player. Said they were already expecting defeat. Just a matter of how many. But I felt like we placed so much emphasis to the games that these North African sides play. And that's because of the history they have on the continent. Mm. So much that any North African side now who is playing in the continent, we just see them as this one's North Africa problem.
You don't finish.
So for instance, if I set up a football club and the football club is based in North Africa, once they're going to play against a team in Nigeria, problem. You don't even know if that team is really, really good to that level. Because yesterday, you really did not see anything special in the Aspar team except for air balls crossing into the air. That's where they look the most dangerous. But I'm really proud of Adams. I'm proud of what Remo Stars have been able to do, and I think it's something to look forward to in the season coming.
Well, they are only making a statement talking about Remo Stars now that any club can go to the continent and get results. This is their first time on the continent, and they did get a result in a very difficult ground where even the most experienced clubs in the NPFL have gone and faltered. But then it was really good to see them play good football yesterday, and great results. A win goal and a draw. Coming back to the second leg, they definitely have the advantage in their hands right now. But let's talk about Plateau United. They went all the way to Gabon, got that 2-2 draw. Another massive result for Plateau United. They're coming home and knowing that all they just need to do is win the next game next weekend, and they are through to the next round of qualification. Sam, Fidelis Lechuku has been on the continent before with MFM. This time around, he definitely wants to make a statement on the continent.
Well, I don't know if he's going to make a statement on the continent because we all saw the team they paraded at the Valudet Cup preseason tournament that was held in Ikene. The team was not really at their best, but I was surprised that they managed to score two goals in Gabon against Manju. So I think they have the advantage, but you know that they're also playing quite away from home. They're playing in Abuja against this side. So they also need to adapt to the conditions of that stadium before they take to the pitch. So I wouldn't say they are done, they are home and dry yet, because draw is still, is not done and dusted. You still need to complete the job here in Nigeria. Because you picked a draw away from home doesn't mean you can't, this team that you face won't try to attack, because they know that they have nothing to lose. They just need to score first, so they will try and make the game open. But I think that they have the advantage, and for Fidelis Lechuku, I'm sure we'll be thinking about the next stage of the competition, but by and large, they will be focused on getting the job they've started in Gabon on Saturday, getting it done in Abuja this coming weekend.
The funny thing is, if we judge this club side by what we saw in the preseason tournament, you will be thinking that we don't have a chance on the continent, because Plateau United, like you mentioned, Kwara United, Rivers United were not at the best in that tournament. But going to the continent, we're having a different story entirely.
Sorry to interject.
Okay.
I actually want to point out a few things. I feel like when it comes to preseason tournaments, especially for Rivers United, most of their stars were away with the Champions.
The Chan Eagles, yeah.
With the Chan Eagles, and I think some players from Plateau United as well. Some of them, a couple of players, I think for Real Masters, despite winning that tournament, you could see that they missed the presence of some of their players, Ali and the goalkeeper, in some of the games they played. But by and large, they came out victorious on both fronts. So I think the preseason tournament is just a preparatory competition for these teams to see how the new players would gel or fit into the team. Look at Adams Olamilekan. He wasn't playing for them last season, but he's here now and he made a mark on the continent. You look at Odibo that also came in the second half. You look at for Rivers United, Kenichi Kwagu as well. He got the opener for them on the continent. You look at Kwara United, Wasu Jimoh was not there last season, he was at Plateau United, but he got a brace yesterday. Paul Samson was at Abia Warriors, he also scored. You look at for Plateau United, Oyebuchi Ifeanyi, I think he played for MFM last season. And now he's with Plateau United. All these players made a mark for their respective clubs. And I think going forward, it's all about what they can do going forward. And let me be sincere right there. I am not so particular about this first round, to be honest. I'm not particular about the first round. It's actually about the next round. That's where it counts for me. I expect at least, if not all of them, at least 75%, that's 3 out of 4, should make it to the next round. It's all about the next round, because that's where it really gets interesting. That's the really tough stage for Nigerian clubs on the continent.
Sammy,
As it stands, 100%, all of them must make it to the next round.
Sammy, if you look at Kwara United in the CAF Competition Cup and how they played in the preseason tournament, the Valudet preseason tournament, they were struggling to score goals. But yesterday, as early as the 7th minute, if I'm not mistaken now, they struck their first goal. That is the difference between playing in the preseason tournament and playing in an actual competitive game. What was the difference you saw yesterday from Kwara United?
Essentially speaking, to start with, no disrespect to Kwara United, no disrespect to what they did, but I think I would say that the opponent they played is not on the level of a couple of most of our teams. Sincerely speaking, that team struggled to put passes together. They struggled to, even to clear ball was a big problem sometimes, and you just look and be like, how? But then, Kwara United were able, even in the preseason tournament, did grow into the tournament. Yes, at the beginning, playing draws, they really couldn't score goals. And later, they began to score goals. Wasu Jimoh was among the top scorers in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, only Adams scored more than him in the competition. So Wasu already gave us a glimpse of what to expect. And he was one of the players that I was looking to score a goal for Kwara United yesterday. And he did. He scored twice. So it was very important for them to get the first goal of the game. The goalkeeper for the opponent, Esdwan, that guy was as good as not available. If you shoot, you have a chance of either scoring or getting a rebound. And this is not to say that I'm taking any credit away from the hard work that Kwara United put. I'm being sincere. If you look at, if you just maybe take a look at even just the highlight, the few shots that we played at him, he couldn't gather anyone. He had to palm everyone. And even all the pointing was pointing, it's not like he points it away. He just lets the ball hit him or bounce off him. And that's how the first goal came around.
Bad balls.
Or something, 5 minutes.
Bad balls.
Yeah, so, and it almost happened a few other times in the game. But I think what happened for Kwara United is the first thing, they got the goal and they had an understanding. So whether we believe it or not, the preseason tournament had a good impact on them.
Yeah, on them.
The coach has been able to see the players and have a good understanding. The way they set up in the around the semi-final stages of the Valiant Jets preseason tournament was exactly how they played yesterday. And you can tell that this is how this man wants to have his team. And it was absolutely good for them.
Well, if you're wondering why Sammy is talking directly like this, he was the match day commentator for the match between Kwara United and their opponent. I've forgotten their name now because they lost. No concern once again.
Duanes.
Yes, Duanes.
Duanes, okay. Yes, Duanes. Duanes. Yesterday. And
Selected will beat them.
If you're wondering...
No cap.
And if you want to hear the voices or hear the commentary, you can always go to YouTube and search for Kwara United and you'll hear Sammy's sweet voice on commentary yesterday. Let's go to Champions League now, Sam. Guys, Rivers United were without a win in that preseason tournament, the Valley Jet preseason tournament. But yesterday, they thrashed their opponent, Watanga, from Liberia by 3-0. Surprise result for me, actually. But if you look at their record on the continent from about 3 seasons or 4 seasons back quarter, it's been win, draw, win, 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 win. So yesterday, Sammy, were you really surprised that Rivers United won their game?
Well, I wasn't surprised because anything other than a win in that game would have been very, very bad for Rivers United. They're playing against Watanga. And even though I wasn't expecting them to go big or maybe score 3 in the first half, I do feel like getting the first goal very early was important for them. They struggled all through the preseason tournament. They struggled. Even though the lineup they had was a little bit similar to what they set out at some point in the competition, Shaki, Nima, all still in the mix in the attack and the right. But I think what went well for them is the fact that they scored an early goal. And you could tell we're not able to watch that game. That's the bad thing. All I've been able to see is just the highlights from the game. I don't think anybody that was in the stadium was able to watch that game live. So I just feel like, yes, they've gone past the first or the 3 goals today. They need to be careful now going away from home. I really can't rate this opponent because I've not watched them too well. But I feel like they need to be careful because on the continent, there's almost nothing that cannot happen. No?
Anything can happen.
I'm telling you, you feel win 3-0, and maybe your opponent slug you 4-0 if you're not careful. Mm. But I just feel like that's not going to happen. But they just need to actually be careful. They started very well already. And I feel like they should be able to get to the next round, which is where the real challenge is, just like Sam said.
Well, talking about being careful now, where these clubs, the NPFL clubs, actually need to be careful now, is the second round of qualification. Now, Rivers United will be facing the defending champions of the Champions League, the CAF Champions League, whether Casablanca, in the second round. Plateau United will face ES Setif from Algeria. In the CAF Confederation Cup, Kwara United will face the defending champions of the Confederation Cup, RSB Berkane, who are also the Super Cup winners, the CAF Super Cup winners. And Real Monsters, looking like they will have the easiest of fixtures, they will play in Ashanti Gold of Ghana. Now, this is where the draw begins for these clubs if they obviously scale through this first round. This second round is the toughest of it all for them, Sam. Whether Casablanca, RS Berkane, ES Setif, why always North Africa?
Well, it's not why always North Africa. And it's because our teams have not been doing well on the continent. And if you look at the history, like in recent seasons, most of the North African teams have always passed through the first round. I think apart from last year, that Tenguet shocked one of these powerhouses. Was it Wydad?
No, it wasn't Wydad.
No, there was a team they knocked out. Maybe it was Raja. I think it was Raja.
Yeah, Raja Casablanca.
Yeah, they knocked Raja out. So yeah, they've always made it past the first round, the preliminary stages of the CAF competitions. So I just feel like the Nigerian club sides, they don't need to think about that game yet because they are not done with this one. At the moment, I think that's the first stage. You need to sort out the one in front of you before you start thinking about your next opposition, so that you don't lose sight of what you need to do to complete the job that they've started or they've done like 50% of it. So that's how I see it, to be honest. And I feel like for the teams in the CAF Champions League, they shouldn't see it as an avenue that, okay, even if we lose to them, we are going to the CAF Confed Cup. It doesn't make sense.
Ah.
If they can give it their all to fight and reach the group stages of the CAF Champions League, it's going to be a good one. And if they can't and they drop to the CAF Confed Cup, I just know that we need at least two teams at the group stages of either the Champions League or the CAF Confed Cup this season. Or else, if one of the Zambian teams should do well, they need of a representatives on the continent this particular season, we might risk losing our two representatives on either of the competitions. So our slots will be reduced to two. That means that Zambia will leapfrog us on the league rankings of CAF. But I don't want that to happen yet. We have so many troubles at home to work on that. Having issues whereby our teams will now be battling for those two slots and it becomes a war totally. And I hope that these teams, they are going to at least shock us a bit and do a thing on the continent.
Well, there are consequences now for not playing well on the continent. Unlike before, where we had Ayimba not crash out of the quarterfinals or in the group stages or thereabouts. But this time around, you don't play well, you get punished for not playing well. So these clubs have every weight on their shoulders now to carry the green and white flag on the continent. Well, we'll be drawing the curtain for this episode here. And let me just ask Sammy this last question. Do you think any of these clubs, in the Champions League especially, can survive the second round qualification?
You choke.
Whether Casablanca,
well, ESC. It's really difficult. It's really difficult. I mean, these guys want to go ahead and always win, beat the CAF Champions League or Confederations Cup. I mean, 13 of the last 19 editions of the Confederations Cup have gone to North African sides.
Mm.
That's why they're always so feared. So I don't know. It's really difficult. Honestly, I've not been impressed. It's not as if the league is going on and they will say, okay, Plateau are in good form, Rivers are in good form. The league is not going on at the moment. So I really can't say. And these guys have not given me a performance to really, really be proud of. So let's see how the return leg will go first. And from there, we cannot say, okay, oh, they have something to build on. Because Wydad at the moment are not happy after losing that Super Cup to RSV Berkane. So it's going to be difficult. But let's keep our fingers crossed. I don't want to make any kind of judgment here because it's sketchy.
Well, when there's life, there is hope. And there's still life for this club, so definitely we have hopes going into the second round of the CAF Inter-Club Competitions games. Well, this is where we draw the curtains on the MPFL Tori podcast. Many thanks to Sam and Sammy for joining me on this episode of the podcast. Remember, you can follow us on social media, on Twitter at MPFL Tori, on Instagram at FPFL_Tori, on TikTok, MPFL Tori podcast. And of course, you can subscribe, like and comment on our first video on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube at MPFL Tori Podcast. Thanks, guys, for joining me to the very next episode where we'll talk about the next round of qualification and the result of the second leg of this first round. My name is Chris. Stay safe and God bless you all.